Blog Talk Radio.
I know that many of you are taking your walk in your life are very serious. Amen. You got to understand something. When you tell God, say, God, I want it. I want it. I'm ready. I'm ready. When these words really hit and really begin to sound off, these words begin to trigger something that in the spirit realm that where individual will be tested. God makes sure he have all the resources and he makes sure he put everything everything around you to your convenience. But when you don't access it, amen, you don't access it, you'll begin to stay into a certain place, into a certain realm. I don't know about you, but I know that many of you, especially the logged on this morning, all over the world, you refuse to stay into the position, into the realm of where you are. That way, now you need to begin to protect your spirit and protect your protect the inner part of you. Amen. Don't allow mediocre people to speak into your life, regardless if they you know them as your friends, their leaders, regardless they could be your church family. You don't want to, my God, allow mediocre things to begin to pour into your life. Amen. You want to be ready to study individual. Where you are? Are you in the Bible study? Are you in the Word? Are you around the table? Amen. Because at the end of the day, what you allow people to pour into you, that's what you become leader of. That's what you eventually become of. Amen. It's not the knowledge, my God, that be able to impart. Knowledge is just going to impart knowledge. So only thing what an individual will know, that's the only thing they can part into you. You hear me? But when you're dealing with the spirit realm, you're dealing with something else. Amen? You're dealing with what's in an individual. When you're dealing with what's in an individual, that could be pertaining to that could be pertaining to gossip. That could be pertaining to mediocre. You know, somebody just now take their walk very serious. They talk the talk, but they really don't walk the walk. They really don't put in the effort. Amen. And you'll find out. And that's what we've been dealing with in the body of Christ. We've been dealing with a lot of mediocre things, a lot of mediocre leaders, a lot of mediocre people. We hear good words, we hear good expressions, amen. But at the end of the day, when it's time to back it up, it can't back it up, amen. Talk to you. And that's what happened. And that didn't part into the spirit because you accept it, you embrace it because it's good words and it sounds good, good inspiration. In different things. Remember this, I'm saying, when somebody tells you to speak something over your life or speak something in your life, you're not only accepting what they're telling you to speak, but you're also accepting what they are imparting into you. So you got to remember that. That's why it's that old saying, and it's very true. Be careful who table you eat off of. Amen. That's why that old saying is very true. Be careful who table that you eat off of. It's not like in school, where in school they're imparting the knowledge. Well, that's what they get paid to do. That's a business. That's what they get paid to do, impart knowledge, part education. Regardless of what's going on in the inside with them, they're not there for the spiritual part. They're there for your natural man, your natural way of thinking. Amen. So they impart knowledge. But they're spiritual wise, they do both. Impart knowledge, they impart knowledge, and also they impart, my God, things that is in the spirit. So I want you to begin to not begin to accept different things. You got to get out of that. So I want to break this mold. And this is why you have so many leaders and upcoming leaders that if they don't understand how they feel as though what they are giving and what they're doing is enough. It's enough. And they get by with this thing, and now we all working. And we have it, and also we are contributing to it, some mediocre stuff, amen. I'm going to get ready to jump into some things this morning, amen. I'm going to get ready to jump into it because I really want to go ahead and pour some things out into you all this morning for you can keep driving, you can keep pressing. I want to thank God for our families, my God. Our international waters, our international listeners, they are on hard this morning. And really, in their time frame, it's really that afternoon. My brothers and sisters in South Africa, I think it's about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in your time frame. Amen. Lunchtime, you know, pretty much. And they on hard this morning. And I'm saying this morning international because here in the United States, we're on Eastern Standard Time where I live at, and it's like 7 a.m. in our time. So I thank God for you all are taking it serious. And this is what gets me to drive. This is what God released me to different timings where we could be able to pour inside. Amen. Order to get things where it's convenient for you, you got to be willing to go through the things that is inconvenient. I'm going to say that again. Order for you to be able to have conveniency, You got to be willing to go through things that is inconvenient. Amen. Many of us trying to flip this thing. We want to flip this thing in the body of Christ. We want the things that is convenient first, but we want to rebuke the things that is inconvenient. No, it doesn't work like that, because the inconvenience, that's what make you, that's what give you the embrace, you embrace the convenient part. Amen. You won't take the conveniency for granted, because you already understand that the inconvenience and what to go through the inconvenience and what you had to pay for, your sacrifice, your time, amen, that you had to go through for through the inconvenience. Now, when the convenience comes, you're willing to embrace it, amen. That's the individual that is ready and is willing, and they understand the value, amen, understand the value. And so we bless our brothers and sisters, and also we bless our brothers and sisters international water. We're right here in the United States of America. We thank God for you all. And we bless you guys, and we just bless God for what God is doing with you all, Connecticut, Delaware. We thank God for all you all, Tennessee. We thank God for you all, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, South Carolina. We thank God for you all. And those that have been sent are reaching out and said, Pastor, listen, Prophet, please send me some more information for I could begin to enhance more things in the spirit. Absolutely. And I thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. I thank God for my wife, First Lady. I bless God for her, and I bless God for ADM family. Amen. Thank God for you all, and I just bless the Lord's hand upon us, because he refused to allow us to stay in the same place. And I thank God for that. That is a blessing. That's how you know the hand of the Lord is on you, saints of God. He don't allow you to stay in the same place. In other words, you got to keep moving. With God, man, listen, it's no sit down time and say, ooh, Lord, thank you. Oh, no, you got to keep moving. Moving with God. Even though he laid you down in the green pasture, you better believe you ain't going to be laying down in the same green pastures. Amen. You're going to go to a different green pasture, and God's going to continue to lay you in. Amen. Amen. Real quick, I want to bring on our mother. She's been with us all week, by God, since she in. Amen. And just have us just give a quick prayer, because I really want to jump into some points, and I really want to jump into some teaching. But I really want you all, begin to break this mold of cycle, how you receive. How you receive. It's good to listen to people. There's nothing wrong with listening to people. But make sure you are not receiving that off their table until they can prove that they are not living a life. They live in a life that is past the capacity. If it's not at the same level with you, and you really don't want no one at the same level with you, because they cannot help you, all they could do is compliment you. So you want people that is in your life is past the capacity of where you at, past your level. It doesn't matter the age bracket, it doesn't matter where they are, all it knows they have something that you don't have. Amen. Everyone has the word of encouragement in you. All you got to do is speak positivity. Amen. But it's beyond the word of encouragement. It's beyond what they're speaking. I want to know your life. I want to know how you live. I want to know, are you an individual that you are, you're study? How do you connect to your local church? Amen. You say you're a part of it. How do you connect to your local church? How do you walk with other leaders? Amen. And that's the piece to where that you're going to have to watch, because that's the piece that gets slide by. It gets slick by, my God, in the body of Christ, and it begin to impact the body of Christ. The knowledge comes in, but we don't manage and watch what's coming behind the knowledge. That's the impartation part. Amen. You learn according to the ability what somebody have in them. So you learn according to the ability what someone have in them, regardless if it's right or wrong. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Learning doesn't have no preference if a preference saying you are correct or you are incorrect. No, that's pretty much you dealing with facts now. Learning ain't really have to do anything with facts. It could deal with fiction. Amen. And you could be able to learn fiction stuff that is really not true. Amen. But you still grasp onto the knowledge. You grasp onto what is said. Amen. So learning is not that ability of what is actually true and false. The Bible says you need to rightfully discern. Amen. So learning is for what is true and false is going to take your ability to go past. amen, what you are receiving and go and take it to another level. Begin to do research. Begin to do. Begin to seek. Amen. Amen. Let's go and get things on the road. Amen. I got a couple of questions. I want to bless somebody today. Well, my God, we've been missing a blessing all week. I want to bless you all today, Pastor. The Lord is trying to get me to sow into somebody's life, and I want to sow into somebody's life. And we're going to come right back right after our very own Mother Jasmine give us a quick prayer. Amen. We're going to get a quick prayer. Then we're going to dive into some more things. And I really want to take the time out to really pour into you. And I really want to pour into you. So please, if you have not took it serious yet, get you some note papers, some pads, start taking down some pointers. You really do. Because what's going to happen, you receive the information, but the information don't stay there. You become like bags with holes. You come with bags with holes. The information begin to run out. There's only so much your human mindset could process that sitting up and listening. Then you got to go through some other things. Audio is good. You know, that way so not good with writing. It's good to try to come back and get the recording. And that way you can keep playing. You must ask for a CD, something. That way you can rent it over and over again and you can play it and come through your hearing and you can begin to grab it. God bless you, Mother Jasmine. Amen. I'm just ready to go this morning. Amen. We're going to go ahead and give a quick prayer. Once we give that, my God, we're going to get geared up, and we're going to go ahead and dive into some things. My God, I'm ready, and I'm telling you, those that sacrificed the time this morning, I promise you, you did not get up in vain. It's going to be worth your while of getting up. Amen. Because I'm really going to explore into some areas and really give you awakening in certain areas. Amen. That is really going to blow your mind. And I thank God for you are investing the time of just saying, hey, I could have been sleeping right now, catching up because week was long, but I want to invest into my spiritual life and I want to make sure it's worth your while. Okay, Mother Jasmine, go ahead and just give us a quick prayer. Now I'm going to come right back in and we're going to dive into some things and I want to bless somebody. I'm going to make sure I open up the lines on the coffin line so y'all get ready as well. And we're going to go ahead and bless someone. Amen. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. I'm letting you know how, God, we come thanking you. We come thanking you just for another day of life. In the name of Jesus, God, and as you set your table, God, allow us to come before and sit and receive your word. God, open our spirit to spirit, God, that we can receive your knowledge, God, and comprehend your knowledge. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you continue to pass, to bless the man of God and the first lady. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for what you're pouring out, God. And we are hungry and thirsty this morning. And let us grab your word like never before, God, that we can receive it in our spirit and never forget it. Hide it on our heart this morning, God. These things we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And also I ask, God, as we pour out this morning, I want the understanding come across. You must a babe can understand. You must the things that you give it is very simplistic and it's very Zoronary, and I want to be able to be, we could be able to break most of the profound things down which must a babe to understand. That way, all levels of comprehension, all levels of education, it doesn't matter what level of comprehension that the individual on, what level of education that the individual on, they could be able to take in, they could be able to get it, and they could be able to run with it. Amen. So, Father, I pray that we don't bring the teacher across in a place of error to make an individual feel that they are belittled, they cannot take it, they cannot handle it, God. But we want to make sure that the form of knowledge and the form of wisdom that is impacting a life that is able to be received into a format, God, that they got it, they could do it, that they feel as though they finally moving in the parts of their life. Amen. So I thank you, God, that you'll begin to help me to use wisdom, but we could begin to impart into those and give it to the others. You must a babe can really can understand and execute at a top level way beyond their years. Amen. 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 because it is worthy to be praised. It is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. God bless you all. Listen, I want to just jump get into where I'm going at. I want to jump into the blessings. I want to jump into some blessings. So if anybody, can you tell me what diabolical? Tell me what diabolical is. Press one on the phone. I'm going to open up the conference line, and I want you to go ahead and come on in. Come on in and just go ahead and just, if you got it, just go ahead and say, I know it, diabolical. Amen. Somebody give me diabolical. Okay, we got one here. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You on, caller?
Diabolical is belonging to.
Okay, go ahead. Amen.
Belonging to or so evil as to recall the devil.
Cool. Come on now. You got it. Amen. Got a blessing with your name on it. Amen. Absolutely. It's so evil to where it's called the devil. So I'm glad you looked it up. Now when we begin to see different things that is very devilish, and probably not Satan himself, it could be something like diabolical influence to where it's just very evil. You got some things like that in life. You're going to encounter some things so evil to where you might be thinking it's Satan himself, but it's really not Satan. It's in that realm of diabolical. Amen. Amen. We got a blessing for you. And this sounds like Minister Needle, correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you. Okay, now I know who it is. Now we got a blessing with her name on it. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you could be able to speak. You probably need to make sure your phone is off of mute. Amen. That's a place where it's evil. Amen. That's a place where we're giving up all the time. Why it's very important for us to understand and learn new things? Well, the Bible is all over the Bible. You must in the book of Ephesians, when it talks about princes of power, when it talks princes of palaces, it talks about powers, it talks about spiritual wickedness, it talks about darkness. So it talks about different ranks. It talks about different categories. Amen. And if we don't expand our categories, guess what? We'll be left behind. And that's what's happening to us in the church. We playing catch up. We playing catch up, and we still on our father owe a message. There's nothing wrong with preaching the cross, but I'm sorry. I'm not there. And the reason why I'm not there, because once we begin to look at and grasp the understanding of the cross, there's nothing nice about the cross. That's the Romans, how they use crucifixion. That's how they punish individuals with a slow, painful, torture death. Jesus did not rose up from the cross. He died. He was slaughtered on the cross. That's when bones was broken, nails thrown in his hand, been pierced in his side, been given vinegar to drink. It was just straight out pain, agony, and suffering on the cross. Amen. And we've been taking that in, and we've been staying right there. But Jesus also said you're going to do greater works than he. So he didn't stay right there. I want to deal with more of he resurrected from the tomb, amen, because I'm dealing with a God that not dead, but he is alive. And I know we embrace the cross, but the cross ain't nothing pretty. The cross is nothing but nasty slaughter. It's just a horrible place. Amen. That was a horrible time, a horrible place. But guess what? Just like what I said, we've been capturing that through knowledge, and we've been capturing that through different ones that have been coming up, and we've been receiving it. But we have not been really going down into depths. And sometimes we get into a place of fear, or we feel as though we're not correct, because the crowd is not moving that the way. The crowd is not going that the way. So it's like if everybody going and praising this area, I don't want to stick out like the oddball and say, I don't think that's a good way to praise. Amen? Begin to have your mind, and that's where you're not controlled. And you're walking in order with God, and you're doing your research, you're doing your digging. And once you gather information, you gather facts on your own. You hear me? Nobody can take that away. Nobody cannot take that away. I want to deal with one more area, amen, and bless somebody. And this is one that we just gave. I think I just gave on Friday. Okay, and it's called amygdala. Amygdala. This is one I just gave. Somebody could give me this one. Amygdala. Amen. Amen. So let me, it's lighting up this morning. Amen. Some of you don't went home and did your research. If you're on the conference line, you could jump right in. There's no buzz to buzz you in. Your line is already open. I got two.
Part of your brain that make you have fear.
God bless you. 9148, your line just got turned on. Amen.
That's a part of the
Mother
brain
Helen.
That causes fear.
Come on now, part of the brain that causes fear, amen. Part of the brain that causes fear and also trigger emotions is deal with also the information that you receive in and also information. Let me go to the other caller. God bless you. You got a blessing with your name on there. I think that was Mother Allen. We got a blessing for you. Next caller, 5804.
I'm smart.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, 5804. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. It's one of the two almond shaped groups of the brain, and it's deep within your emotions in the brain, or the way you feel. Yes, it's the pleading
good,
blood of
good.
Jesus. Over there. It's called the amygdala.
Yes, amygdala. Okay, good. That and she gave another profound broke down definition. Amen. And because she gave another profound definition, she got a blessing with a name on it. Amen. Amygdala. And the reason why that is important, this is the reason why it's very important, and this is the reason why I'm going to begin to travel and we're going to begin to learn the different parts of the brain and how the brain send out message, how it responds. That is where you got a skull that very is protecting that, you know. But guess what? You got other interests in your body could enter, go ahead and enter the interest of it, and that is called your five senses. Your five senses is the gateway, the open gateway, open areas where your brain begins to register. But everything's taken around the center part of your brain. So if you're going to hear something, your brain going to register. If you're going to see something, your brain going to register. If you're going to smell something, your brain going to register. If you're going to touch something, your brain is going to register. So your brain, your mind, is the center attention what the enemy really want to get to. And this is where the enemy begin to catch a lot of us saints of God, because he loved for us to use scriptures. He loved for us to we could shout on Sunday morning. We could say victory is mine. We can must yell out breakthrough. Amen. But he don't want us to be educated and to know the areas he's really coming. The enemy is a very crafty individual, and he's dealing with individuals where in education, knowledge. I shared that with you in the book of Hosea. My peoples have been destroyed for a lack of knowledge, not because they don't have any, they have a part of. So that's why it's very important to understand that area. And once we begin to understand these doors and what you are reading about, you're reading of doors. These are what we actually call doorways. Please put that at notes or put that at a point. My God, points. Amen. Doorways. When it's pertaining to your emotions, pertaining to your hearing, pertaining to your seeing. Your seeing, your hearing is your seeing, your hearing, your five senses is a doorway to your mind. It's a doorway to your mind. Once you lose one senses, it's a proven and scientific fact, the other senses begin to be sharpened. If you ever lose the sense or one of your senses of seeing, now all your other senses begin to be sharpened. The sense of touch, the sense of smell, it's begin to be sharpened, amen, because the other areas feels though it's not a balance, so we have to pick up where the other to bring the balance, amen. So the enemy want to get with your mind. If you know, got to understand something, once the enemy got your mind, he got you. Once he got your mind, he got you. It doesn't matter where you are, how good, how well you can pray, how you can speak in tongues. Once the enemy get your mind, he got you. And he could play a field day. And it watch this. Your body doesn't operate on its own. The mind are sending signals to different parts of your body, amen, and it causing a reaction. If you ever have an incident in your mind, like certain sickness, like a stroke, a different thing, it affects other areas on your body. because it's your brain that sends these signals out. And that's the area that the enemy want to get you and want to get the church. And that's the area that the enemy say, if I could keep them blind to, or if I could keep them closed to the different things that going on in their brain, in their body, I could get them. I could get them. My God, unbelief, it doesn't start in your body. It starts in your brain. Poverty, it doesn't start because you don't have nothing in your bank, a bank account. It starts in your brain. It starts in your mind. My God, sickness, my God Almighty, you can overcome it. It's a scientific fact that when individuals begin to speak life to their body, it's begin to do a healing that takes place. It's when you begin to allow this thing in itself what's coming upon you and it begin to accept it. Guess what? Your mind sends, your brain sends signals, and your body can begin to react. You could be an individual and say, you know what? You don't even have to be tired. All you can start speaking it to yourself, I'm tired. Guess what? Your body, your brain begin to send out signals, and guess what? Your body begin to react. I'm just so tired today. I'm so tired. That's why, watch this, the Bible tells us to speak life. Speak life. Because once you begin to speak life, not only the spirit realm going to begin to react, but also the natural realm. What is the natural realm? Let's get out from everything that is around us and let's look at ourselves. We are the natural realm. So when you begin to speak life, my God, and not death, something begins to happen inside of you. A lot of us, a lot of our sickness and a lot of different things we are going through in our bodies and different things, once you begin to speak life and you begin to release joy, you begin to release a signal in your body that is joy and that is peace, your body begins to repair itself. It begins to repair itself mentally. It begins to do some work within itself. Amen. And you got to begin to understand that the brain is the center of attention. And the more you get in, the more that the devil is in trouble. It's not the more you pray. The more you pray, it brings you into a place where you have a direct connect with between you and God. That you know, you have a direct connect. But you can pray and still don't know. And that's what we've been having. We have a lot of things. We have a lot of prayer, but we have a lot of prayer that is rehearsed or heard through somebody else. And that's why I was saying others earlier, don't eat for anybody else. I understand that we have good saints of God. We have good co-laborers. They are sons. They are daughters. They are church members. You know, we got all that going on. But at the end of the day, baby, it's not about how much you know, because how much you know is not determined the fact of what you can impart in me. I can learn off of you of what you know. But what's in you is what's going to be imparted into me. That's the strategy of the enemy. And that's how the body of Christ become carriers. We become carriers, my God, with the adversary because it's about what's in us. When we hear a good revelation, we begin to jump. We begin to our emotion. The anabolical place where we just was talking about in our brain, it sends out emotions. So it sends out response to our body. Even that part of brain could be manipulated to where you begin to have goosebumps. And you begin to interpret your goosebumps, my God, as if it was God. And your goosebumps could be triggered by flesh. And this is how individuals begin to walk in the apostolic, or you begin to walk in your life out of order, out of error. Amen. Because the first sign you begin to see that your life is in a, this is no fakeness going on, because your personal life begin to come in order. Your personal life begin to come in order. You got to examine people before you allow people, even yourself. You got to examine, make sure you in the right place before you even believe what's coming in your mind. Many of us, we get this thing, we can start going through this emotion to where we start believing what's coming into our mind. How are you going to believe what's coming in your mind about somebody else, but you cannot believe what's coming in your mind about yourself? Why am I saying that? You probably believe the knowledge that what's coming in, that's philosophy. But do you believe the execution? No, you don't believe the execution, because if you believe the knowledge and you believe the execution, you'll begin to execute it. So don't trick yourself. And that's the trickery of the enemy. That's another place where the enemy calls people to be into a place of a pit, a place of a stronghold, and a place to where you're so focused. Your focus reigns on everything around you, but your focus range is not center of who you are. Understand this. God trying to get a message to you, and the enemy don't want you to get the message, because the moment you get the message, you will have the victory. Victory doesn't come because you jump and shout and say, I got the victory. Victory basically is saying, I got enough information on the adversary. I got enough information, and I've been studying the adversary long enough in my life to I know how to counterattack, to I know how to overcome this situation. Victory is just not a word that we express and say, I have the victory. And we begin to assimilate the anabolical place in our brain cell, and we begin to release our emotions. Now we begin to believe it. And the enemy just crosses his legs. He's sitting back because guess what? Victory deals with information. Victory deals with knowledge. When I say I got the victory pertaining to my finances, when I say that, that means I got the victory. That means I gather so much information to I know how to capitalize and bring in other finances in my home. Oh, y'all hear me. Y'all hear me. I'm just not sitting here believing that God is going to do it. And that is a given fact to me. God is going to do it. But he don't gave me so much information where I know where to go and get some finances for myself. And once that happened, guess what? I have the victory. I have the victory. And this is the thing to where when you hear me or you hear someone say, illustration, a planned church. Planned church. That just comes from individuals that they refuse to gather information, or they refuse to come up from the place where they are, and they just like to go through the emotions. They go through the emotion of the anabolical place where we begin to play church but not experience. You begin to experience church once it begins to manifest into your life. You begin to see what God is doing. You see that he's a healer. It's not about on a Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I'm there to get empowered. I'm there to take my capacity or my understanding, what I did not have on last week. I'm there to add to it. Y'all hear me? I'm there to get it add to, amen, for I can keep going forth in life. So victory, let's get out of that emotion. We get out of, I got the victory. Well, you got the victory. Well, what have you done? You got the victory. Many people say, well, I got the victory. My income, I'm going to get my income up. I'm going to get up. I can't take this low-life job. This job ain't mean nothing. Okay, great. I understand that. That's very great. But the question is, do you got a trade? Do you need to go back to school to get another degree? This is how we get the victory. We get it. You got it. You got the victory over the spiritual, but what about the natural? What about the natural? I got the victory. Okay, have you gone back to school to get a trade, get a career up under your belt? Have you gone back to school to finish off education? Have you gone back to school to receive education? That way you can begin to have some tools, and that's all they are. Your education background, different things that you have, they are weapons. There are weapons that you can operate here in the natural realm. There are weapons to begin to allow your finances to flow. Finances doesn't flow because you just yell, God, I got finances. God, will please pour it over here. Finances flow with knowledge and also execution. That's how your finances flow. That's how your finances change, with knowledge and execution. Principles in the church, and I'm going to be dealing with that. My God, I'm going to be teaching on that. It's called Kingdom Finances, Biblical Economics. Kingdom Finances, Biblical Economics. Principles in the church to help you to keep moving. Amen. They help you to keep moving. Amen. I want to open up the lines. I want to have a little discussion. So I want someone to begin to jump in. I'm opening up everybody's lines right now. I want you to begin to jump in because you might have some questions and you might want to pause that right now. I'm doing a little different than I normally do on Monday through Friday. Amen. So I want to open up the lines, and also if you're listening by way of internet, you could come in as well. Amen. So I want everybody who pressed one, go ahead and press one again. That way your buzzer come off my screen. And then if you need to come in again, you just come on in. Amen. Amen. Anybody want to share? All your lines are open. So if you got them on mute, you could take them off of mute because I'll mute them on my end. And if you want to come in and share, you could come in and share just real quick. Amen. Anybody have something? Amen. Amen. Good. Okay. And this is the area where the enemy, he could put so much excitement into you and give you so much of momentum to where, what's this? This, a reason why we got this word, anabolical, the reason why, because the enemy also gives you a false sense of presence. He could give you a false sense of presence in this area and give you a false sense of speech. It's amazing how God deal with all of us on, he begin to deal with you on other things, but he don't deal with you about your life, getting your life in order. You know, it's amazing. No, you're in a diabolical influence place. And that's a very slick place. And that's what we hear. And it's a lot of individuals, we operate in that. Because why? The first operation you're going to see it manifest in your life. Always remember that. You're going to begin to see it manifest in your life. Amen? So let's, and this is the area to where, not beating on no one, but we got to get out of the place of playing church. That we got to get out of the place of playing church. That's why you'll see a lot of wealthy people that is not saved. They don't want to go to a storefront ministry. They're just shaking their head because they are not understanding the principles that you could jump and you could sweat, but what are you doing? What are you doing? How you are moving? How you are executing? And they don't believe eating from somebody's table because you got the knowledge. You can have the knowledge all day. They want to see how well you're doing. What do you have to show? Where your location? Where your building? What do you
Amen.
Have? What are you doing? What are you into? You can say all that kind of stuff there, you know, but I want to know what are you doing? What are you into? What do you have? What you got to show? What is your portfolio? Spread it out. Amen? But we don't came into the body of Christ. We received full of things. Why? Because the enemy know how vulnerable a saint is. Because why? A saint begin to come into Christ, and people begin to accept Christ, and we begin to have this outlook of Christ that, oh my God, I'm going through. It's like we're going through this. Back into slavery time. Oh Lord, I'm suffering. Oh Lord, I'm just so tired of my life. And we get tired of our life. We don't change over to Christ. We don't accept Him as our Lord and Savior. I'm tired of going through God. Oh God, what's going on? God is bigger than your problems. God is bigger
than
our problems.
He is
bigger.
Yes, He is.
And the enemy got us to stay right there in the midst of our problems. And now we cannot enjoy the things of God. And when we become, and we have this brief moment where we really enjoy. But other than that, you hear the language of a saved individual, oh, the devil is trying to attack. Oh, but I'm not going to allow him to attack. You know, it's all about the devil. But then we go in church, and the enemy just looking back and say, these folks just contradicting themselves. Then we got to go to the church. Our God is bigger than the devil. You know, our God is so big, so large. But next thing you know, Lord, here he come again. You see the manipulation, the manipulation that the enemy does. And that's the manipulation that the enemy tried to do. And we got to be as saints of God to be smarter than that. We cannot keep falling into these places to where we allow people to stimulate parts of our brain, we stimulate us, and we just, whoa, Jesus, thank you, God. Whoa, Jesus. So what, you see them in operation on Sunday morning? So what, you see them in concerts? Gift comes without repentance. In other words, you could be gifted, and also you could be in a diabolical place. You could be gifted and also be in a dolly. Pastor could preach. Oh, wow, that man could preach. He could come with some stuff. But that doesn't make pastor excuse from a diabolical place. What making you excuse from being into a place that is not of God? Only place that is going to excuse us is learning how to operate into the kingdom. Learning how to operate in kingdom, kingdom principles, kingdom mindset. And we got to break the mold of how we learn. We got to break that mold. And that's how many of us came into a place of error. We begin to learn and we begin. You can learn for somebody that is absolutely correct. But because of you having the same experience, because all you're going to do is take in so much, what's going to happen, you're going to take in part of what an individual say, and you're going to begin to mix the other part with what you get out of it. It's not about what I get out of it, and it's not about what you get out of it. It's about what is the facts. No, I'm not. You know, and this is the thing that you must in Bible study all over the world that churches do. What do you get out of this? I'm not getting nothing out of this. I got to give you the facts. I got to tell you what it is. So we don't learn and we don't be molded in a crafty way. And this is another slick plan of the enemy to give us our own interpretation. So when I give you something, what I get out of it, I'm giving you from a place where I understand. I'm giving you from a place of my feelings, my flesh, where I'm in, where I'm at right now, my perception, the way I look at it right now. And that's the thing that I've been molded, the body of Christ, and I've been molded, the saints of God, over and over and over again to where we don't learn that style. And we don't learn. So we're going to get in the Bible, and we start reading the Bible. Okay, all right, I see what this is. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, what do you get out of it? Well, the Lord is the head out over me, and I shall not want no other God or no other place. The question is, what is the fact? It's not about what you get out of it. It's not about what pastor get out of it. It's not about who you are or what you get out of it. What is the fact? And that's where you got the whole individuals in your life. What is the facts? What is the facts where you come in this? And that proper term is called rationale. What is your rationale? What is the facts? Where you coming up with this concept? You know what is the translation? Not what you get. What is the translation? And what the translation is and what the facts is, that's what I would give out. That's what I give out. Not my feelings. Not my feelings. And that's why we don't got so many other people in the body of Christ begin to operate out of the feelings. And guess what? What we do, we begin to accept it. And we begin to accept it. Yeah, girl, that's faith. That's faith. Oh, yeah. You know what you said? No. Don't get the natural and the spiritual realm mixed up. They need to be balanced. We unbalanced. We become spiritual, but we not become natural. Why? Because they say natural, it's been taught that natural is carnal. Oh, that's carnal. You got a carnal mind if you got a natural. Well, even as the Bible say, don't be so spiritual high-minded to where you are no earthly good. You're not in your glorified body yet. You're still in your natural body to get ready to transition into your glorified body. You're not 100% glorified yet. You're in your natural body. So therefore, we got to begin to learn. We're going to have to begin to wash away some things. We're going to have to get back to the Word of God to be students of the Word of God again. And that's another difficult place because we don't came into this place to where, oh, yeah, I know what the Word says. The Word don't tell. And the enemy knows. He knows it. He knows if I could take them there, I get them stuck. And a sign of getting stuck, oh, yeah, you know what? I know what God said. And this is what the Word says. But you never see no evidence of it in your life. You keep going around the same thing. And 9 out of 10, I bet you I can show you that that ain't what the Word say. That's your translation, your interpretation of the Word. It's not the translation. It's your translation. Amen? Because the Word proves itself. The Word does it. The Word is good to himself. Amen? Amen. So diabolical, we understand. That should be something that you need to put in your prayer. Another word you put in your to angle the adversary that is trying to come into your life. You begin to come at him. You know, don't come at him with the same, you're a wicked devil. Well, the Bible must break down different levels of him, princes of powers, spiritual weakness, rulers, you know, evil workers of this world. He begins, the Bible also breaks down different levels, different terms, dealing with different ranks, spiritual, demonic, spiritual, amen. And if we still on the same level with the devil, with the red, with the horns and the tail and the pitchfork, amen. We still on the kindergarten level. That's why we are not seeing him move out of our life, amen. And also, we got to understand the amygdala. Begin to search the different part of the human brain and understand how it's functioned. Because now you'll begin to understand why it's very important when we say, hey, make sure you close this. Make sure you don't receive negative stuff or different stuff because it affects you. And once it begins to affect that amygdala prayer part, it begins to release out some response. And that's why even some of us will begin to get into this part and this emotional part. We go through things and it release out a response. response, and now the enemy begin to manipulate the signals. He begin to manipulate the electric waves that release into the bodies. He begin to manipulate it. Then he'll have you thinking you're here for God. He'll have you seeing and hearing for God. Also, it also does with a part of your, it can also get into your dreams. This is a part that also stimulate the dreams and begin to release them. Amen. So this is a part too that you have to be very careful. This is an area that's where you need to learn the amygdala. I learned that part of the brain that way you can begin to cover it in your prayer. You could begin to cover it. Our pastor is really giving you some backroom secrets of what I do, because I want you successful. I want you successful. It's not that God favor pastor more than he favor people. No, I don't learn how to tap into areas of God, because of I spend it my philosophy. I spend it the different things so I can execute it properly, and the enemy will never be able to detect me. He will never be able to detect. Amen? When you reign in a place of God, you will never be detected. Amen. So make sure we are using that word as well, the amygdala, and we begin to cover that part. That way you don't be up under any, you won't be up under any demonic influence. Your emotions will not get controlled by demonic spirits. Amen. You won't be into demonic counsel. That way you don't go through having these, my God, your inner gates, your ears begin to go through mind battles, and your mind battles begin to produce a perception, because now your mind is registering what has been said to you, and now you're seeing a perception, and you begin to see it as if it's God, because the enemy don't came in and mess with your circuits. He don't came in and manipulate your circuits. And that's why we have so many people and so many things. We're falling so far into that trap. Don't allow people to take you there no more. I declare and I decree this morning, this is the last time you fall in an emotional, you'll be falling into a psychological state where you're being entrapped, where the enemy is, my God, he is messing with your frequency. He is messing with your place. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to begin to declare and decree the blood over your amygdala, and that way the enemy will not come in to release any type of false things that we begin to perceive are going to be of God, things that we begin to comprehend are going to be of God. We will not allow the enemy to manipulate the signal waves in the spirit that is releasing natural impulse, natural movements, natural perception in the name of Jesus. That way it begins to shape our spiritual realm, and we begin to move into areas, my God, that is not of God, because the enemy don't trick us. Amen. Amen. I hope you all getting this, my God. Now you see that it's so much to this other than, my God, your Sunday prayer. It's so much depth into God. Amen. I want to go into real quick. We already understand. We already understand being ignorant. I know that's a strong, harsh word. Then you probably just squinch up and say that's an insult. It's not an insult. Amen. Ignorant just pertaining to not knowing a lack of knowledge. Amen. Not knowing lack of knowledge. You could be very fluent in one area, but that doesn't mean you're fluent in other areas. And many times, that's another trickery of the enemy, because we've been dealing to allow people to come in our life. They've been very fluent in one area, but that doesn't mean they're fluent in all areas. And guess what? We begin to accept them in every area of our life because they showed themselves fluent in one area. No, baby, let me tell you something. If you're fluent in an area to where you can encourage me, that doesn't mean you're fluent in an area where you can help finance me. Let me say that again. That sounds like a woo-woo moment right there. You might be fluent in an area where you can encourage me, but that doesn't mean you are fluent in an area where you can help finance me. And when I mean help finance me, it's not giving me things. It's just giving me trade secrets. Trade secret. Let me help you bring you up into a lingual, what the wealthy they talk like. Amen. Trade secret. That's something that's I got information that you don't know. I got information that it's going to take your whole life into another financial wealth that I refuse to give you any trade secret. So in other words, the person that is in your life able to influence you, they don't tap into a realm, they don't tap into a level that they don't talk the talk. Y'all understand this? Once again, they walk the walk. They walk the walk. And we got to begin to understand it's nothing wrong till you can hear somebody preach. You got somebody preaching. They ministering, they teaching to you. It's nothing wrong to be suspicious. It's nothing wrong to be suspicious. I'm suspicious about everybody that comes into my life. Everybody that I meet, I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious. I'm already examining you when I first meet you, who you are, why you here, what is the, where are you, where are your life, where are you going, what God bringing this connection is about. I'm suspicious. If I don't know you, you begin to minister, you begin to preach, I'm suspicious. There's nothing wrong with being suspicious. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that I'm not being receivable. I'm not being acceptable, but I'm suspicious. In other words, I'm discerning everything that comes into my life, and I'm discerning are you an individual that I just need to receive knowledge from, but not your impartation. You're giving me good pointers. You're giving me some good facts, but I don't need to receive your impartation. I don't need you to allow you to impart what you consider wealth in my life because you got some knowledge. Amen. But you don't have no execution. Execution going to come with impartation. And that's why so many of us, we're not executing at the realm that we need to be, because we don't have many mediocre individual. We receive the knowledge, and also we receive the execution or the impartation. And that's why we just sit there, you know what, God is my life, God is there. And we just sit there idle and just raising our voice. I know many of you confess that. You probably know someone like that they sit idle, and all of a sudden their voice are very loud. All you can do is you can hear them. Yeah, that's right, Pastor. Oh, yeah, from Psalm 34. And their life is idle. That's the individual. They don't have no execution. They very loud, no execution. They are in neutral. Amen? Knowing, you got to understand, if I'm allowing you to come in your life, it takes me back to the circle of people that we did on Sunday one time. You got your inner, you got your outer, then you got your outer. Amen? Know how to put up your board. Learn how to put up your chart. Who come around you? Many of us are being very contaminated, and we're in a stagnated place because we got stagnated people in our ear. And that way we cannot get recalibrated ourselves. If you need to be recalibrated, it's going to take somebody that is calibrated to help recalibrate you. Somebody that is they not calibrated themselves, they can't help you. They can't help you. A babe in Christ can't help you. They can't help you. It's good. I be very motivated when I hear babes begin to speak and positivity, and they begin to say it. But when they begin to tell you to do this, when anybody give you instructions to do something, they become your leader. Now, let me say this again. If anybody begin to instruct you and tell you to begin to do something and you accept it and you begin to do it, they just became your leader. And guess what? The spirit realm recognized they become your leader. So guess what? If they ain't nothing but a babe, guess what? The spirit going to push them out of the way and come get you. Come and get you. Yesterday, 2 days ago, something happened to me very profound. And I know many people are saying, well, Pastor, about this covering, you need a covering. You better listen. I'm going to tell you about the experience that I had yesterday, 2 nights ago. I had to come face to face with a spirit. But the spirit did not want me. The spirit wanted a couple of members in the church. I blocked the spirit for him to come for the couple of members in the church. And as we were blocking the spirit, as I blocked the spirit, every time the spirit tried to make approach to the individual, because the individual is not ready to fight the spirit. So I blocked the spirit. So next thing you know, the spirit looked and pointed to him and said, I'm going to come back and get you. So immediately I told them, gather up your things, gather up your stuff, gather up your belongings. Let's leave this place. Because why? I could have stayed there and fight the enemy. Why stay there and fight the enemy and you got other people that you are trying to help and protect? They're not capable of fighting the enemy themselves. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is, let's go. That don't make you a coward. That make you a wise individual. Amen? You got to know who to follow. You got to know, are you ready? Amen? Don't let the enemy put this thing in your head that, hey, I'm ready. I got this thing down packed. I got it down covered. No, that's a trickery of the enemy. Amen. Make sure you're ready. And you're going to know when you're ready, because your life is going to begin to transform. Your life is going to begin to transform. So therefore, ignorance, amen, ignorance, not knowing. It brings us into a place to where we begin to, we don't know, and we begin to feed off of people that they got good talk, they got good word, they don't read the Bible, don't got a revelation, and we begin to feed off of. Remember this, if you are struck by an individual, what you're instructed by and you begin to do, you begin to receive, they just become your leader. It doesn't matter if they're a babe. It doesn't matter if they're not in church. They just come your leader for that second as you begin to follow the instructions. You begin to follow the instruction. That way, before you begin to, when I have people that, well, they don't do it no more, but some that came, shout out, bullshit, pastor, I got a word for you. I want to know who your pastor is. Who your pastor? Are you submitted to your pastor? What church you go to? Are you submitted? Because you're not going to impart things inside of me that is not of God. Even though your word could be accurate, your word could be accurate, but your motives is all jacked up. It's all jacked up. I want to know, yeah, shut up, baby, that's good, but one thing I want to know before I receive what you're saying, you know, even though it might be accurate, before I receive what you're saying, amen, who are your pastor? Where is your church? Amen. Are you very faithful to the movement that is going on with your local community, with the place of where God don't set you at? Oh, no, pastor, I'm trying to find somebody. Right then and there, I block you. I don't hear what you say. Yeah. Oh, no, pastor, I already block you. I already block you. It's worthless to saying anything else. Why? Because I have to protect my spirit for people that is ignorant to the gospel or ignorant to the prophetic. They do not know. Amen. And they run off of places that don't know. Protect your spirit, saints of God. Stop feeding off of everything. And you don't have to be looking all mad. You don't have to be looking all frown. You can still have a smile on your face and don't receive. Because at the end of the day, even us in your church ministry, test them. They say, oh, yeah, you know what, sister? God got me on a fast. And even us your leaders, test the leaders. You know, test your leaders. You have to ask them. Say, because we ain't sitting around amongst each other, we all find a different thing. Ask them, say, oh, y'all know that, man, the broadcast. My God, it was some good teaching going on. Y'all was on it? You know, oh, y'all was on it? You know, oh, yeah, the church don't call a special prayer. Was you was in it? You was in the press club? Oh, no, you know, God had me in something else. That's the moment you say, Pastor, me, you got to talk. How can I follow something that doesn't follow after the movement or the set order place that God put us in? I hope, my God, I'm feeling some ears pop in the spirit. I'm feeling something saying hallelujah. My goodness, I feel some hallelujah. And there's nothing you're doing wrong. What you're doing, you helping to mature that individual. And if that individual, my God, want to be mature and they are appointed by God to be there in that place, they are not going to get offended. They're going to accept it. Because how can you get offended over truth? You can't get offended over truth. If you get offended over truth, that's a demonic spirit, a diabolical place where you are. You can't get offended over truth. Amen. Test people. A lot of people, because they got this great thing going on, hey, where were you? Hey, man, you was in there, man. You got something? Man, what do you got? If they are not learning for your local pastor, they're learning for something else. And guess what? They are teaching you. They are teaching you. So now you become eyes and ears. Amen? Don't allow anybody, I don't care who it is, to do it. Emus pastor. I'm glad for those that took the time and look up those different words other than taking my word for it. And you look it up and you lay eyes on it. So guess what you could do now? You could digest it now. You can receive it. Never digest anything until you don't study, until you don't went into it. That is kingdom principle. That is kingdom mindset. Don't never digest anything because it sounds good. It probably sounds good, but it also is deadly. It probably look good, but it's deadly. You can have a beautiful pumpkin pie. That pumpkin pie looking so good, but guess what? It's injected and the liquid is nothing but poison. Amen? And that's how the enemy begin to describe itself as the angel of light. The angel of light. Protect your spirit. Protect who you are. I'm helping you right now, breaking the cycle, how we begin to receive. That way you don't contaminate this new place or this information that God is giving you. That way you could begin to operate in a whole new place and you stop operating in the same place and you begin to hold that it's around you. Amen. Yeah, they're coming to minister to you. Ooh, brother, that sounds good. Have you told that to yourself? Have you spoke that? Did you, brother or sister, you know, they married. They want to come, shout out. If the brother doesn't encourage his wife, I don't need that brother to try to encourage me. Brother, you don't even encourage your wife, and you want to come encourage me? Somebody say, out of order. I'm going to be teaching that in Fayetteville, order in the house. Amen. Hey, in comes the sister. Shout out, oh, she. Man of God, you just keep doing what you're doing. Have you encouraged your husband this morning and told your husband to keep doing what he's doing? Have you encouraged that? How are you going to come encourage me? You need me to encourage your own spouse. Oh, my goodness, I feel this thing. I'm trying to hold myself because I'm ready to holler. Amen? Let's begin to protect ourselves. Let's begin to walk not into an ignorant place, a place that is not knowledge, and let's begin to hold people accountable. If they want to take that step out in front, let's begin to hold them accountable. It's nothing wrong to being suspicious until it checks out. Let me say that again. It's nothing wrong being suspicious until it checks out. It's not in a place where I don't receive. It's a place where what you've given me, I got it on pause until I check it out, because I'm not going to be eating in and everything because you think you could cook. You think you could preach. You think you called by God. You think you chosen by God. I want to make sure it checks out. That's discernment. Discernment. Amen. I'm pretty sure you got that. Hosea, my God, Hosea 4:6, it talks about that. Book of Ephesians, the first chapter, the 18th through the 23rd verse, it talks about that. Amen. Hebrew, in the word of Hebrew, the translation is darkness. It is translated as ignorance. Amen. Ignorance. Ignorance. Amen. So please look that up. Darkness in the Hebrew, my God, terminology is translated as ignorant. Or you're going to see not knowing. Amen. And that just comes from a place of a lack of knowledge. Amen. When you begin to have something in you, you can begin to execute. You can only execute what you have in you. You can only begin to operate for what you already learned, what you have in you. Amen. I don't talk about this, and I want to share it with you all again, and I'm going to get ready to move out of it. Amen. The ways of the kingdom, this is our operation. This is what we should be operating on a constantly day, constantly lifestyle. Amen. The way of the kingdom, the way of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. So, in other words, it goes right back to what I was saying first. Where is your life? You know, we talk. You know, don't examine for where a person is at. No, it's not about a house of cards. It's not about that. But guess what? At the end of the day, you know what? Let me rephrase that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me take this out of context. Wrong context. You know, that's philosophy, what other people say. You know, it's not about it pertaining to my love in it, but it's about it pertaining to resource and a necessary need that I have for it. So let me say that again. It's not about houses and cars are pertaining to love, the love in it. Amen. But it's about it pertaining to the needs and the necessary resources that I need to live in 2018. You hear me? So, other words, many of us, a lot of our pains come from a place to live. I'm not having a place. Food. It's the necessity things of life. Let's be honest. We're not having these battles in our spirits and in our mind because, oh, Lord, the enemy don't took my spirit and he don't brought me down into hell and he ain't fed me for 30 days and 30 nights. Come on now. We're not having no type of moments. We're not having no type of moment. When we pertaining to the attack of the enemy, we pertaining in our life that it's become now a lack. It becomes lack, or it becomes voided or depleted. So now we need God to step in. So if it's finances, we say finances under attack. Therefore, it's pretty much depleted, or my finances is so low to where I cannot see my bills getting paid. Y'all hear me? I cannot see how I'm going to make it the next day. That's proper terms when we start pertaining to stuff, especially start dealing with the enemy. We ain't having these experiences. Oh, Lord, my body done vanished. And the enemy done took my body and done beat me up, and he told me don't make another dollar in my life. He told me if I make another dollar, that he gonna keep beating me up every day, every night. Come on, let's not do that. Amen. So pertaining to the resources that I need or the resources that is in life, pertaining to my resources, I do need the word of God. I do need to examine people's resources. If I got a problem to where my life is struggling because of my transportation, but don't sit here and tell me it's carnal for asking God for a better way of transportation. Don't sit here and tell me that, amen. Don't sit here and tell me that it's carnal, that I need a couple of dollars or I need something to help pay my bills. You know, I got bills to pay. And you want to sit here and tell me carnal? Well, therefore, that's why the enemy crosses land and people cross, and they close their church. The enemy crosses land laughing. Because why? Because it's being very hypocritical. Because we'll get up in church and say, hey, y'all know the church bills need to be paid. You know, nobody ain't giving. So, you know, we're going to end up cutting off the lights. Well, brother or sister, if the light's going to get cut off in here because of finances, don't you think the light's going to get cut off at my house for the lack of finances? So there's nothing wrong with having finances, and there's nothing wrong with in need of finances. It's for the love of money that is in, that is becomes a sin. So your resources, for the love of your resources, amen? It doesn't matter what kind of house I get. It doesn't matter what kind of car I drive. You know what I mean? I embrace it. I appreciate it, and I will be a good steward of it, but that doesn't mean I love it. That doesn't mean that I'm going to fall out and lose my life if something if it get burnt up or if an accident happened or something happened. No, because if I get one, I could get another one. If God don't bless me to get one, you better believe I got enough resources going to get another one. Amen? It's for the love of it. What is your love? Where is your love? I declare and I decree every wrong teaching, every teaching that has been taught to you don't tie you up, and it causing your resources to be tied up. And it causing different things, what you're driving, your finances, and different things be tied up because the outlook of the wrong philosophy and of the teaching of men that given their own interpretation and it causing you be tied up. I free you in the name of Jesus according to what the scripture and what the gospel already released in your life that you should have and pertaining to God. If God said, I supply your every need, how you think the need going to be supplied? It's going to get supplied through you. Through you. So, amen. So, let's go to the way of life. That's the way of life. Amen. So, we got to make sure our way of life is intact. We got to make sure our way of life is in order. We got to make sure we are living. You should be able to live. Amen. And this is the place where God operates, the way of life. That's why I tell everyone, listen, baby, if God is not dealing with you about your life first, you got to check who's talking to you about somebody else's life. And the enemy will give you accurate information. He will give you accurate information. Why you think the psychics are being so successful? They're not giving you information that is false. If they was giving you false information and some crazy stuff way like the water, they have to shut their doors. No, that's a gift. Amen. So the information can be accurate. That's why, you know, I look at an individual, they give it out, oh, you know, yeah, that's good, but I want to know how your life is. I want to know where your relationship at. I want to know what are you doing to advance your home, advance your life, to advance where you are. What are you doing to protect your spirit? Yeah, good information. You can give out accurate information. Amen. That we need to be operating in truth. When you are saved and you be filled with the Holy Ghost, that's one of the things that should come upon you, operation of truth. Truth should come upon you when you're in the realm of God. Amen. Amen. Let's keep moving. A mindset. You got to have the correct mindset. And this is where a lot of people get in trouble at. And I believe the mindset has been developed off of what you learned off the years. Regardless, what's this, if it's incorrect or correct, it doesn't make it correct. You know, it could be correct or incorrect. But what the information that you received, the information that you took in your life, that is what shaped your mind. So it gave you a perspective or it gave you a perception of life and also of spiritual. Amen. That's what shaped your mind. You can get some people that has been brought up in religion. You bring them over to a church that is not in religion, they're going to have problems. They will look at them and say, nah, this ain't the way it goes. You know, nah, y'all supposed to be singing an A and B selection. The choir got to sing. They got to do a scripture. You got to go and do that. It's what you don't been exposed to is what's going to shape your mind. It's a whim. That's why it's a dangerous place. And that's another place that where I was telling us at the beginning of this episode to protect. You got to learn. Once you get the correct information in now, protect. protect it. Make sure you are protecting. And I can tell this, who come to you or whatever. No, baby, when you begin to give me instructions, you become my leader. So, I got to be suspicious of everything you're saying and telling me, and I got to make sure your life is checking out. I got to make sure, if you still trying to find yourself, you ain't, how in the world allow you to tell me that, you know, God is giving me a new identity, or God giving you a new identity, man of God, and you still trying to find yourself. Even though your word might be saying correct, but your word got poison in it. You might have a nice look, but you got poison in it. A paradigm, a shifting place, a moving place. You're constantly moving. In the spirit realm, you're constantly moving. When your life, when you're in the kingdom, you're constantly moving. If your life becomes neutral, you get bored, your life is out of the realm. You about to check where you are, because it's nothing born about God. It's nothing born by being in the kingdom. Your life should be, when you look at your life and say, "Woo, I am so overwhelmed. I am so tired. I'm moving so much. I gotta go here. Here I go into here. I am moving so much." At times, being first lady, life be like that. Amen. Sometimes, you know, people don't even know. We probably just getting off a road that we ain't even slept in 24, 48 hours and come straight over to the church. Amen. It's probably be overwhelming. Guess what? Overwhelming is not negative. Overwhelming is something good. Overwhelming is basically saying my life is moving into the capacity of the overflow of the, y'all about to hear me right there, my goodness. My life is moving in the speed of overflow where I don't have room enough to receive. Y'all about to hear me? My God, when you say I'm overwhelmed, that I got so much going on, that means your life is in the realm of an overflow where you don't have room enough to receive. That's why it's so overwhelming. It's overwhelming. So guess what? That's a good thing. Your life constantly moving, not from a stale place, but to a blessed place, paradigm. Amen. Amen. A perception. That's part of that. I tapped into that, dealing with the mindset. Set of principles, because of the word of God been so damaged and executed, and also the philosophy was so wrong pertaining to principles, I'm going to have to take some time to help break down that in principles. Amen. A quality of life. You just don't want to live any kind of life. You want to live your best life. You don't want to live in an air thing. You want to live your best. So therefore, that means you want the best people around you. It's not putting everybody else to the curb. You're not going to kick everybody to the curb. You just want best people around you. Remember that inner circle that I was showing you all. For those of my international listeners don't know, I want you to do something. I want you to put something. I want you to place. Get a piece of paper and write the word you. And once you write the word you, I want you to draw a small circle around you. Then I want you to draw another circle around that small circle, then a larger circle around that circle. And once you do that, the people that is very impacted and close to you and able to feed you and pour into you, that's the ones that you want to have in your inner circle. The ones like your associate, they're good friends, they're your associate, they give you good encouragement. That could be your church members and different things. You want to make sure that your family, amen, you want to make sure they're in the outside of that circle, amen, because, my God, you got certain family members that they're jealous of you because of your success. You got people that comes into your life where they're good encouragers, but they cannot add to your life. You hear me? They're encouragers, but they can't add to your life, regardless of what their title may be. And that's another thing. Let's stop accepting people according to their titles. Let's make sure we examine their life and that their titles that they are carrying, they are worthy of carrying the title. And that way, watch this. And it also comes from a place for you to discern that area. You got to have information. You got to know about the titles. It's good to have knowledge, amen, but it's good to get some knowledge in you, but you be careful who you allow impart into you, amen. You got to know something about that area. You got to know something. If you don't know nothing about the area, you don't know who's equipped or who's not equipped. You won't never know, so you accept everyone according to the title. That's what happened in the body of Christ. We don't be accepting everybody because they have a title of a pastor, title of a apostle, title of a bishop, and we don't accept these people in our life. We're not examining them. We're not examining who they are, of being suspicious, and take a seat and just watch and watch and watch and watch and watch. You know, and that way we watch it. You know, this is the thing to where we're getting in trouble at. We're getting in trouble at. Well, yeah, God knows something over here. How you know God sent you over here? How you know God sent you over here? What's the reason why God sent you over here? Why did God send you to this place? Why? And then this one of the people that they'll come to the church, God knows something over here, and next thing you know, when the water starts getting trouble, they run it. God really sent you over here. You really connected. Amen? You're really connected. When things start getting thrown at them, they're ready to run. You know, God, because why? If you got to constantly remind yourself you're in the right place, you are in a place of unsurety. You're not sure. You should know. You got to get confidence. I know where God got me at. I know who I am. I know why I'm sent here. Why? Because I took the season to examine. I took the season to monitor. And it's not the people that I'm monitoring. I'm monitoring the leader. I'm monitoring the leader. Amen. Because it's not the people that I'm following or I'm receiving information from. It's that leader that I'm following and receiving information from. Amen. Quality of life. We got to make sure our life is in a place of quality. I want to move on real quick. And I know I'm giving you a lot of information, and I'm going to move on, and I'm going to stop it right here after I deal with this area. I want to deal with the core values of the kingdom. Core values are those things we embrace as truth. They are the guiding principles by which we live and work. They include values such as, I want you to get this right here, embracing biblical principles as the foundation for everything we do. That's one of the core values in the kingdom of God. These are the values. This pretty much is like you got your earthly Bible. This is your earthly Bible, King James, your earthly Bible. This is like your spiritual Bible. Your core values is like your spiritual Bible. It's the gospel. So it's giving you instructions where you need to do. That's why you hear this saying, baby, you need to get in your word. Well, this is the reason why. Embracing biblical principle as foundation for everything we do. In other words, you're going to embrace biblical principles. You got to know the biblical word. Amen. You got to know. And I want you all to begin to, those that I'm listening, I want you to begin to get in the word on your level. You might need a different translation other than King James. They got different versions of the Bible to where it breaks it down to your understanding. And also they got versions to where you can read along. So if you're really having trouble with the reading part, please just grab get with somebody, get one of these youth in the church and help them to ask them to download the Bible on there, the one that could speak, read to you. And that way you could begin to learn, you could begin to get these principles. It's with the technology these days, it's no excuse why we don't have the facts and information and we keep riding off. God is not giving up, cutting us no slack, because they got different things where we could get it. Supporting the instructions, supporting the institution of the family as described in the scripture. So next core value, you know, not only biblical, the Lord, when you start learning about the Lord, but your family, your home. This is why it's very important. These are guidelines that you should be examining leaders. My God, you know, yeah, you preach it to me, but how your home? You telling me that God is a blessed God, but yet, you encouraging me, but you can't encourage your spouse, or your spouse can't encourage you. You know what's going on with this? Something wrong with this? Amen. You got to be able to operate. Charity begin at home, then it spread abroad. Let's keep moving on that one. Pursuing excellence and providing the highest quality of service. Are you providing the highest quality of service? And I like that one. That one came right behind your home. And also it came right up under the kingdom, biblical principles. Amen. Are you providing the quality? Amen. Sometimes we get into a place, I ain't giving these people, I don't work all day, I don't work all night. Well, how do you think God, why are we screaming about God bless me? And you got to complain all the time. You ain't giving our quality. Your service is not quality. You're not giving quality in your own home. You're not being good steward over your thing. We all know that, you know, always got this thing going on. Then next thing you know, God bless me, open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing. But what are you giving? Amen. Let's move right on. My God, valuing people for their individual, because we know that each person and fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. You valuing people that are made in God's image. Amen. They fearfully and wonderfully. Well, before you value, you got to make sure you examine. You got to make sure you examine. Got to make sure you examine. And it's easy to examine. It's very easy. If I need to come, if I'm ready for my life to come in a place of financial freedom, well, I need to examine somebody. I just need to sit back, and I need to examine somebody who's financial free. And anybody can be financial free. It doesn't matter what level you're on in life or finances. You know, financial freedom don't have nothing to do with I got a whole bunch of finances. It don't have nothing to do with that. Financial freedom is you living a life to the fullness on the level you're on. So you could be financial free, and you could be staying in a one-bedroom house and a one-bath, and it could be built in 1919. That's your home. You don't pay nothing. You what? Financial free. In other words, financial freedom is just saying, I don't have no resources tied up into debt. That's financial freedom. Amen? Amen. Amen. Labor with integrity. You know, labor with integrity. In other words, honesty. Labor with integrity. Honesty. Honesty. Amen? Honesty. Honesty. That is very important. It's, listen, you could say all these things, and you could say, you know, I know God is a blessing. But can you honestly say that? By looking at your life, can you honestly say that right now? I'm not talking about when somebody came along and gave you a couple of dollars. Can you honestly say that he is? Can you honestly say? See, let's get out of the church lingo. Let's get out of that. Kingdom, ability, vision. Amen. We got to understand the kingdom. Accountability, that's another thing. We got to make sure we're accountable. Vision, amen. We all don't want to be accountable. We all want to be right. God don't show me this here. You know, this is the place to where, like I said, this anabolical place to where we don't got so stuck into that we always right. And you could deal with a person that, oh, you know, God don't show me this. And you could go and tell them. If so many people come and say, Pastor, God don't show me this. God don't show me this. And I'd be saying to myself, no, they ain't. You know, they ain't. And I got to be careful with that because people get so stuck into, yeah, I know God. So as soon as you tell them, no, they're not, guess what? They're ready to run. You don't hurt their feelings because they are not opening. They're not open really to learn. They open to be heard, not to. They open for people to hear them, but they're not open to listen. Amen. Can somebody come tell you that you're going to say, you know what? God don't show me this man of God. And God, and they told you, they tell you, no, they won't. No, that's sorry, baby, that wasn't God. How would that make you feel? Would that make you run? Amen. We got to check, are we really students of the gospel? Are we in a place of learning? Are we really learning? Are we ready to take accountability from, watch this, not from in and everybody, accountability for others that has the capacity to hold me accountable to. If you don't got nothing to hold me accountable, baby, you can't hold me accountable. We need to find somebody to hold both of us accountable. Amen. We need to find somebody, both of us, camera. That's how me and Bishop Davis, we came up with each other. We got, we came in relationship with each other. The bishop that I'm really moving with right now, for those that know internationally, because we hold each other accountable. It's areas where I'm very strong in, and he needs strengthening in, I hold him accountable. It's areas that where he's strong in, and I need strengthening in, he holds me accountable. Accountability. And that's what people got to understand. Accountability is something good. Accountability for an individual that walks an upright life, that has the capacity to hold you accountable, is something good. It's not nothing to money, and it's not nothing there to hurt your feelings. So you, and a lot of times we'll come with this thing, try to ask questions. You know, God don't show me. And once you get the answer, you feel slighted. You're like, because you didn't really come for an answer. You really come from want to push. You really come from to be. You really come to be affirmed and just say, yeah, you know that's God. You know that's God. And what happened is we'll begin to go and run and try to find people with like spirit of ours. So now we got all these individuals prophesizing to each other. Nobody got nothing going on and saying, yeah, that's the Lord. Oh, shout out, oh, yeah, I know my, that's the Lord. Accountability. Accountability is really affecting the church, affecting the body. My God, you got vision, amen. Commitment and loyalty to God, each other and his purpose. Commitment, loyalty to God, each other and to his purpose. See, this is just not church stuff. And, you know, we look at us and say, you need to be faithful. No, this is kingdom. This is operation on kingdom principles and biblical kingdom. This is kingdom. Amen. If you're ready to see these things, things to be operated in your life, Father, as biblical principles, and you ready to see the benefits to operate in your life, this is the guideline that we have to go by. This is the guideline that is no way getting out of it. You can have all the visions you want. You can get all the goosebumps you want. Baby, if you ain't operating in these guidelines, I can care less who you are. It's not going to happen. Amen? Kingdom principle. Amen. I'm going to give about a couple of more. Then we're going to call it a morning. I think you guys have been very good. Amen. And I'm going to go back over this another time when I have a personal time with you. Biblical integrity. Biblical integrity is also dealing with spiritual, financial, social, relation. Amen. And a script of character. A script of character. So in all the area, community, unity, and teamwork. Amen, amen. Maturity, spiritual maturity, my God, emotional maturity, and psychology maturity. And that's the piece I was talking about. We're dealing with the brain. We got to be mature into that area. Amen. Scriptures and order and protocol. Scriptures and order protocol. Amen. It's a lot to this. Amen. It's a lot to this. So I hope you all done took some pointers and took some notes. I really was giving you right then and there, was just giving you the core values of the kingdom. And the core values is pretty much like the spiritual Bible. You know, we got the natural Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth, and we need to understand that. We need to learn that, and also we need to understand core values so it could help us to be better individuals, my God, that we could be able to execute effectively in our life. Make sure you're protecting your spirit. Everything that comes into your spirit that is new, or if you haven't really sit down and examined people in your life, it should be suspicious. It needs to be suspicious. And understand this, when somebody tells you to do something, you do it, they just become your leader. They just become your leader for that moment. So you just come up under their covering. Amen. So be careful. It doesn't matter if they're a babe or a person don't know church. Because it sounds good, that doesn't make it good. And because it sounds good, it doesn't make it good. Something can look good, but it got the wrong ingredients. You won't never know it's the wrong ingredients until you taste it. Amen? And in this case, you better be careful what you taste, because if you taste it, it might be your last time. So therefore, you examine the cook, and you examine what ingredients that they're using, and make sure that the cook is able to eat their own words and show, my God, execution off of what they eat in their self. If they're not able to show that, you got to be careful on what you allow to come into your life. Amen. I just give honor to Christ, and we thank God that he's making us better kingdom-minded individuals so we could begin to execute church, execute ministry, execute the gospel on a whole different platform, on a whole different level, so we could continue sowing into the things of God. Amen. Amen. Please do not get overwhelmed. Some of you, I know I was overloading your minds, because I want to push past your natural minds and I want to overload your spirit. That's the whole concept of the style that was constantly coming, overloading your spirit. Amen. Amen. Let's begin to study and cease on the word. The same way the enemy got different levels and different ranks that they understand, that's the same thing that we need to understand. Amen. And it's just for the benefit of us, so we can execute on the proper realm that God called us to be. Protect your spirit. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter. Test leaders. Test your leader. If you're in the department, you're in the leadership, you want to make sure they are following the movement of your local church. They are learning what they need to learn. If they connected to your pastor, you want to make sure they're learning what you're learning. You want to make sure. Amen. You got to make sure that they are also in order as well. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with that. Say, hey, how was the word? And every time you get up, you mean tell me y'all you're never on? You're never tapping in, something is wrong. And guess what? You'll be discerning that something is not wrong before something manifests. That's how you could discern something is not right before anything manifests. So make sure you are doing something. You're doing that because you don't want to. You don't want to receive or follow anything that is not following the movement that God, the house that God done set. They got their own thing going on. They're hearing God for themselves. You know, they, you know, leader ain't nowhere in it. And they got their own vision for this going on. And this is how much the church really get in fault. Because why? We are being described for a lack of knowledge. And because we didn't know that it's okay to test, it's okay to examine, it's okay. Now you know. You're about to make sure. You got to constantly, because the Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. As I follow Christ. So in other words, it could be some point in that time where I'm not following Christ. I'm following Christ. I'm following something else. And all of us, as long as we're in this fleshly body, we are immune to it. So that's why Jesus says, and they put out this term, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Amen? And we got to understand that, hold everybody accountable. Hold everybody accountable in your life. That way you just have quality around you, and you holding people that is around you to that level of quality. Amen? God bless you all. I thank God for you all just tuning in, and we're going to get into some more probably Tuesday morning. So God bless you all. Let's keep moving. Let's keep feeding on the word. Amen.